that's like an entire plank.
1 kilo of veal schnitzel with peas, potatoes, peppercorn sauce, and a liter of beer to finish it off.
Just what I needed. I think I'm going to be drunk.
What is up, Kilo Crew, and welcome to today's video. Today, I'm super excited to be at Dirty Ranch Steakhouse in Herning of Denmark, where I'm about to take on their massive schnitzel challenge. Now, it has been forever since I have done a schnitzel challenge. My last one was in Australia, in Melbourne, I believe. So it has been a hot minute, but in front of me, I have a 1 kilo, and that is just of meat, schnitzel, covered in breading. And then on the side, I have a whole bunch of their peas, some of their new potatoes, and a big bowl of peppercorn sauce. On top of the schnitzel is what's called a Wiener Boy, which is a funny name, but it is Dirty Ranch Steakhouse after all, which is 2 slices of lemon, and then I believe there is capers and anchovies, and I'm not sure what the shredded stuff is. Is that radishes?
Horseradish.
Okay, that's gonna be tangy. I am going to have 90 minutes to finish all of this. If I'm successful, I get the 399 Danish krona meal for free, a spot up on the Wall of Fame, and this groovy certificate claiming my glory. But as usual, there ain't nothing to it but to do it. There's gonna be 90 minutes on the clock. Let's pull our hair back and get this challenge started. Also, I am a silly goose because I forgot to mention that I have to finish a liter of beer. You can also choose soda, but I mean, we're doing a schnitzel challenge, so I went with the Blanche beer by Royal Brewing. So yeah, this thing is delicious. I tried a little bit of it earlier on, and it was lovely. Without further delay, 90 minutes is a long time. Hopefully I don't take that much, but yeah. 1, 2, 3. It is schnitzel eating time. The Wiener Schnitzler challenge. Oh, what do I want to do? This way. Okay, yeah, I'm going to go. This is a very small... Uh-oh, I lost a pee already. Okay. Oh my goodness. That is so good. I keep losing peas to the floor. I might have to eat the peas first. Mmm. That peppercorn sauce be amazing.
And lucky for me that it was amazing, because as you can tell, that was like a soup bowl full of it that had to be finished.
If your kids hate green peas, bring them here because it'll make them love them.
Yeah, there was no shortage of love and butter on these peas. They were phenomenal.
Okay, let's try one of these new potatoes. Oh my God, that is beautiful. Oh, can I eat here every day? Mmm. Luckily, I'm going to be eating here tomorrow, too. They have a steak challenge as well. Stay tuned.
This entire meal so far was absolutely incredible. I was in my happy place.
That is phenomenal. I'm going to do these this Wiener Boy while I'm still really hungry. I'm not sure how I'm going to feel about anchovies and schnitzel. But let's get this lemon on here. I guess that's what you're supposed to do, is squeeze the lemon onto the horseradish. And make sure I don't eat a seed. That looks good. Did I do that right? I don't know. We will squeeze more lemon. Oh, that's a juicy lemon right there. Okay, and let's see, I think I can cut this with a fork. I can. I'm gonna have to do this section with my hands because it's not on the board, I'm sorry.
I was running out of strategic real estate here, so I apologize for eating with my hands, but to be fair, it was a little bit more efficient than a fork.
I should note that everything on this platter is required, including the giant bowl of peppercorn sauce. So you gotta eat it all, so I'm gonna be trying to use as much of it as I can along the way.
Repeating myself a bit there, but yeah, you can see I'm taking down some of those leafy greens that were there for decor, but they were delicious, of course, dipped in peppercorn sauce.
How many people try this every Tuesday?
Oh, I think we have about 50 people that come by for it every Tuesday. We've had 100 a few times.
Wow.
Like never every week.
Yeah. But never, not that many for the kilo. We also have a 250 grams and a 500 grams.
Oh.
Most people take the 250 and then the 500. And then we always have a few that take the kilo.
Oh my gosh, okay.
But we've been doing it for 2 months, but we only have 6 people up on the challenge wall, I believe, for the schnitzel, so.
Obviously not a huge surprise that most people opted for the regular sized schnitzel and not the challenge size, because this thing was intimidating.
Okay, my first bite of schnitzel with anchovy on it, part of the Wiener Boy. I don't know if I'm being trolled with that, but here we go. It's actually kind of okay. It tastes like pickled herring a little bit.
Yeah, I'm gonna level with y'all. I was expecting to hate the Wiener Boy, but it was actually really delicious. It somehow worked, and I really like pickled herring, and it was similar.
Runaway peas and capers. You know, the horseradish isn't as like harsh as I thought it would be, being raw like this. Like typically I'm used to horseradish sauce. And this is very mild.
I was definitely happy with how mild the horseradish was. I was expecting it to be the kind that kind of burns through your nose, but really it was overall just a pleasant flavor.
All right, that is it for the peppercorn sauce.
I was expecting to be really happy when the peppercorn sauce was gone, but actually I really missed it.
That was too big of a bite to lose. I'll be back. I'm coming. That was a big chunk of schnitzel. We got it. We're not allowed, we can lose a pea or two, but not a chunk of schnitzel. It didn't quite land on the floor.
I do apologize for how gross that probably seemed, but the restaurant was clean and I did lose a rather substantial chunk of schnitzel to the floor.
Apparently, they have really good desserts here. I might have to get one. And they're all very dirty themed. I'm thinking about the dirty chocolate pie.
Oh, leave it to me to order dessert before I am even finished with my main meal. But you guys know I have a sweet tooth and a real soft spot for some yummy, yummy dessert treats.
All right, I think it's about time I wet my whistle. No, I'm not chugging the whole thing now. That would be a terrible idea. But I am gonna drink a bit. That's fizzy. It's very fizzy and very sweet, and I love it. My favorite challenge beer ever, though, I will say, was in Germany. I had a banana Weizen, which is banana juice mixed with a Weizen. So good. That's a close second. Third would be a Guinness. Anywhere I've had a Guinness.
You do have a pea in front of your platter. That's just lonely and sitting there.
Thank you.
There you go.
Randy was keeping me honest there, but on that last little note, I'm going to leave you guys to enjoy the rest of the video. Thank you all so much for watching, and I will, of course, catch you guys in the next one.
Cheers.
Mm. Cheers. Skål. Skål.
Skål.
There are burps that are not exiting the building. They'll happen, though. Like that. I do apologize. I don't mean to be rude. All right, well, last scrapey bits of a schnitzel and wiener boy. YouTube, please don't block me. That was fantastic. Now, as part of the challenge, I do need to finish this 1 liter of beer. I'm gonna leave no doubt here. All right, let's see how I do. Y'all know that I am no sorority girl. Ugh, so let's see how this goes. I do need a good burp before I begin. Maybe I'll take a couple sips to help it out. Nope, not needed. All right. Bottoms up. They're passionate here. I think Katina's a little buzzed. All right, this should be it. Skål. I dripped some down my chin, but otherwise, that was clean. I am an absolute lady, but my final time to finish that amazing schnitzel challenge was 19 minutes and 49 seconds. That was delicious through and through. Loved me some wiener boy. Loved me some peppercorn sauce. The new potatoes were fabulous. The peas would make any small child love peas. And of course the schnitzel was phenomenal. That was a lot of veal to take down, but thankfully for winning, thank you to you all for watching. I do get my normally pay to play meal for free. A spot up on the Wall of Fame, and a groovy certificate proclaiming how chunky I can be. Now, I'm going to see if I can persuade the kitchen staff to give me a slice of dirty cake or dirty pie. But until the next video, all I can say is, okay, peace out, bye.
That was good.
I think that's the new record
too. Oh, is it? Cool. Ladies and gentlemen, nasty pie. Ooh, that is good. Apparently it's flourless. Oh my gosh, that is good. That is good pie. Really recommend this pie.